It's that time on the radio where we welcome Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. We've been doing it for some time, and he's reliable as clockwork. Hi there, Bill. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. I hope you're well too.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as always. So let's start by looking at the term wealth, and it often goes with wealth management. We hear this term a lot. So, Bill, what does it mean to you?
I think wealth management, those two words combined, have become much more readily used and I hope a little more understandable during the last, 10, 15 years. Instead of investment management, which is essentially two words that describe essentially what they do, they manage investments, wealth management is a much broader spectrum of management advice, which covers a whole raft of different assets that come to combine to represent your wealth. So it might be that you have property assets, it might be that you have cash in the bank, it might be that you've got a pension fund, it might be that you've got equity portfolios, some bonds, you might have an ISA from the UK, you might have some offshore investments, and then on top of all of that, you've got your aspirations, your desires, your objectives for the future. What sort of income will you need? What steps do you want to take to avoid inflation? Who do you wish to benefit from your assets at the end of your life? All of those things are some of the ingredients, not all of them, but they are some of the key ingredients to designing a program of management of your wealth that brings a multiplying factor to the whole sum total of the parts. The sum total of the parts often comes to more than the whole when there's effective management of the whole picture of things. It's rather like the parts of a jigsaw. It's always incomplete unless you've got all the parts. And if you've got all the parts and you put them in the right place, you end up with the right picture. It's pretty much the same in terms of managing the wealth of an individual.
So what you're saying then, Bill, is that a common theme exists across all of this, and in that way you can help people protect their wealth.
Yes, I think the essential part today of advising a client is to start off on the premise that most individuals, whilst they'd like to make profits and whilst they'd like to see their wealth increase, of course all of us would, I suppose, in a natural capitalist sense of things, but I think for most people the key requirement is that they protect what they have got, both against the erosion of wealth by inflation and perhaps more importantly the erosion of spendable wealth by unnecessary excessive taxation. And so the key, really, if you want to call it a common theme, is to maintain or improve the real value of your wealth, taking into account the impact of inflation, which has been reasonably low over the last few years in reported terms, but probably in personal inflationary terms, the inflation rate is still running on at maybe 5 or 6% per annum, in my view. And the truth is, you need to be protecting your wealth against the erosion by inflation and the attack that's made, and more especially over the last few years, by excessive taxation, when there are plenty of opportunities around to position your affairs in such a way so that you minimise the overall tax take from your hard-earned money.
Yeah. So what are the key threats to our wealth today, Bill?
Well, I think the key threats are those that I've already mentioned, but to be more specific, they are taxation, I think, at first sight, because this is particularly true where, as a UK national, you have removed your lifestyle to an overseas territory. And if you are a UK national and you've got an over-reliance upon sterling-denominated investments, your first threat, I suppose, is that you've got sterling-denominated investments and you're spending money in a foreign currency, the euro. And as we've all seen, when the euro kicked off its life at 1.68 to the pound, we've not seen those heady days since, and we're now down at, 1.13, 1.12, 1.13, or thereabouts. And the truth is that is in itself a significant threat and needs to be managed within your wealth spectrum to make sure that you have the right currency in your portfolio. Taxation is the second, I guess, and taxation now is in many respects capable of being legally avoided by using well-proven, established legal tax opportunities so that you can pay the taxes that are due from you, but you don't pay unto Caesar any more than Caesar is due. And the third, I suppose, and it's something that is often ignored these days, but inflation is increasing at a rate, in my view, much higher than the quoted retail price index, consumer price index, because if you're in retirement, there are costs in retirement. Medical insurance is perhaps a good example. Private medical insurance has risen much above the 2 to 3% per annum increases. And so those are threats to wealth, and they all need to be managed to make sure that you keep as much of your wealth pot as you can within the law.
Well, Bill, what are some of the key steps that people can take to protect their wealth from these threats that you've mentioned?
I think we've spoken about this a number of times, Howard, and I'm sorry if it sounds trite and a little repetitive, but diversification and the acceptance or the awareness of what your tolerance to risk is likely to bring about the beginning of a solution to protecting your long-term wealth and therefore your income. Diversification means, of course, not putting all your eggs in one basket, but based upon a very clear, independent and impartial assessment of what you have and what your objectives are, an impartial and objective investment advisor will begin to construct a wealth management package that bears in mind what your aspirations are and is designed to reduce your tax levels to the lowest possible legal limit, and at the same time to make sure that you're not going to be unduly affected by inflation, and hopefully, in addition to protecting your capital, will actually give you capital growth over the medium to longer term.
So what advice do you have, Bill, to help people choose a good financial advisor? How can you help them to do that?
Well, I think, you know, I would say this, wouldn't I? But I think you've got to go for somebody who is appropriately regulated by a regulatory body that you yourself can relate to. Look, the Spanish regulatory system is pretty thorough, but it's managed and dealt with and handled entirely in technical Spanish language, much beyond the normal remit of foreigners who live in Spain, whose language extends to, you know, social Spanish, but doesn't extend into the more technical areas of financial services Spanish. Now, Blevins Franks had made the choice a long time ago to be regulated by the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, because the largest proportion of our clients are either English or they speak English fluently. And the regulatory regime of the UK is possibly with the exception of Luxembourg, is possibly the most advanced and well-governed financial services regime in Europe, if not beyond Europe. And the simple fact of the matter is that the benefit of the UK regulatory regime, of course, is that if you do hit a difficulty with your advisor and things happen, mistakes get made. And the simple truth is that the whole of the regulatory regime under which Blevins Franks operates, for example, is dealt with in the English language in a system which is much more understandable to English people or English speaking people.
So what are the benefits of looking at the different aspects of wealth management together rather than considering investments, tax planning and succession planning separately?
Yeah, it's more or less what I was trying to explain at the outset, Howard, but thanks for giving me a chance to consolidate on that, because wealth management as a whole, and I know I've used this word in the past and it is rather bandied about a bit these days, but approaching your investment and wealth management from an holistic point of view, that is to say, to bear in mind all of the aspects of your wealth which have a part to play, not only in protecting your wealth, not only in trying to improve your wealth, not only in trying to ensure you have an adequate income, but to ensuring that the distribution of your wealth in future years, during your lifetime and after your lifetime is over, is managed in the most effective, cost-effective, tax-effective way. And so bringing together a package of considered, experienced and skillful wealth management will give you this 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 equals a bit more than the sum total as a package of management for your wealth. You need to be in a position where you're able to give all of the information that you require to someone who's going to advise you. If you miss bits of the jigsaw out, it's always going to be incomplete. And the real benefit of bringing together your investment portfolio, your ownership of property, your cash in the bank, bringing your pension aspects, bringing your inheritance aspects, bringing your capital gain and inflation thoughts to the table, means that all of those elements and others will all be considered in coming to you with a plan that you can then consider and make a decision on as to whether or not it suits you and the objectives you have for your wealth.
And finally, Bill, to sort of complete this conversation today, how important it is to take personalised advice, and with that make sure the wealth management strategies you're using are based on your own situation and your own objectives?
It's vital, Howard. I mean, life would be pretty boring for me and for anyone else who gives advice to clients if everybody had the same problems and therefore needed the same solution. One of the great benefits of the business of wealth management is, of course, that it provides an interesting challenge on a day-by-day basis to make sure that the whole of the partners and their knowledge and the technical backup staff that we have, all of the account managers that work within Levin Franks, we all have to be on our toes, because there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution here. Our job is to try and tailor-make something to suit the client. One of the problems with many financial advisors is they have a limited range of products which they're very knowledgeable about, but which they then try to squeeze the client to fit the product. Levin Franks operate in exactly the opposite way. We take the client and listen to all of the various elements of the client's wealth in an holistic way, as I said, bring together with the client in discussion with his aspirations and objectives what he wishes to achieve. And then we go out and find the products that match his requirements. So this is really the difference between a suit off the peg, which might fit you in parts, to a suit which is actually made to measure and over which a lot of time and trouble is taken through fittings to make sure that in the reviews that we carry out before we ever get to suggest that you proceed with any of our advice, you understand what you're getting and you understand and appreciate that it's been designed specifically with you in mind.
And if people want to discuss this more and look a bit more, go to the website, Bill, because it's a fount of information, isn't it?
Yep, there's a lot of good stuff on the website there. Most importantly, it will show you where the offices close to where you live are located. There will be contact numbers. You can research the website to get a bit more confidence about who Levin Franks are and what they do in business. We've been doing it for 40 years nearly, so it's worth a visit. Go and have a look at the website, blevinsfranks.com. And if you find something there that you feel may be of interest, if you're concerned about getting the whole of your wealth together in a properly packaged environment, so you get the benefit of lots of different parts working for you to create a better result than you've got at present, then we would be delighted to hear from you and to give you some advice if you require it.
Bill, can I say for a change, hasta la semana que viene, until next week.
Thank you very much indeed, Howard. Look forward to speaking to you next week as well. Take care.
Okay.